All right, buckle up. We're going to blast off today with episode number 470. We're talking about Zillow and some of their recent decisions to basically try to enforce the clear cooperation rules and some many, many other things that are happening in the industry and that Zillow is participating in. Before we get deep into this, me and my co-host or the other co-host of the show, Jonathan Dinwood, we've now been doing this together for 3.5-4 years. We have about an 80% agreement when it comes to most subjects online. One of the very few areas he and I sometimes disagree is on these big behemoth real estate marketing operations, other people's operations. So it's going to be an interesting show, and I'm really excited for it. John, before we get into it, why don't you give a brief introduction to everybody, let them know who you are, and then I'll do the same.
That's fantastic, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mel-right.com, Mel-right, and we're a CRM with emphasis on lead generation. So we give you a CRM and we give you the tools that will enable you to do effective lead generation on social media, landing pages and other stuff, all in one package of a price that starts at $49 a month. Unbeatable in the market. Back over to you, Rob.
I agree with that. You've got an interesting value proposition for all those people looking for to perhaps reduce your budget a little bit, yet still use something that will be effective. At the rate that John is advertising his system for, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be super hard for you not to back into some ROI. My name is Robert Newman. I'm the founder of Inbound REM. I'm a 16-year veteran of the real estate marketing industry. I focus mostly on giving real estate agents organic inbound methods of ways to generate calls and leads. And I'm really good. Maybe the best that there is when it comes to SEO, which is video, local, and website. Okay. So without any further ado, we're going to jump straight into today's show. And this show is, John actually almost used a curse word in his notes and the title. I'm so excited for that.
What the F, Zillow?
And his intro into this is, Zillow's battle over the real estate listings is heating up. Find out what this means for buyers, sellers, in the housing market. So for those of you that don't know, Zillow has made a ruling that says that they're going to enforce... I have not gotten a sentence into my intro, and John can't stop laughing.
Well, I know where you're coming from, but it's ridiculous. Made a ruling like they're the government. Well, that's the problem. They think they are the government.
they have the market share and the eyeballs to say that make a ruling is appropriate. They have made a ruling that says that if you do not list on their platform within 24 hours, you cannot list at all. And they're using this ruling as something to try to enforce clear cooperation. That's effectively what inspired the show. I did a video for my own company. Honestly, we're not nearly as organized as John is, so we won't release it for another week or two at soonest. So this show is going to come out first. And, John, that's kind of my intro. I don't want to give away everything. So do you have anything you'd like to add to the intro?
Well, in a way, it's madness, isn't it? It's just like we would say in the UK, it's bonkers. Bonkers.
No, we're well beyond in a way. It is madness.
But in pure cold shark-like business logic, it does make sense. It also shows, I feel, you know, this is only my point of view, in every industry there are what I call PowerPoints, there's parts of every industry that if you control those parts, you have a much bigger control over a particular industry than your market value or your the percentage of the industry that you might control, because you've got a certain hold on the industry. And Zillow for a number of years has had that because it's had the eyeballs. But obviously they feel threatened, don't they? Or, you know, to some degree, obviously, because this was, you know, they do feel threatened by this. You know, obviously they're not stupid. They look at the figures, they look at their data, and they can see a trend that they're not very happy with. What do you reckon? You reckon I'm on the right track?
I think that Zillow is up against the wall with this subject and every other subject. Like, Zillow does have the eyeballs. The market is dying. Like, I'm just quickly taking a look at the Zillow website. This month versus last month, traffic is down by 4 million visitors. John, that's 10% for the largest real estate website on the planet. So that's, and they've never pulled a profit. And now, with clear cooperation and lots of pushback starting to happen from real estate brokerages who are unenlisting themselves out of NAR and unenrolling themselves out of MLSs, this creating, and why is that a problem? All these medium-sized organizations have contracts with Zillow to feed listings to them. And so once a real estate agent has submitted their listing as they're supposed to their brokerage and to the MLS, because they have a license that is governed by NAR, then immediately that listing is fed into Zillow. Zillow has maintained an almost perfect monopoly over listing access, which is bizarre because they're competing against the very professionals that collect the listing data. And so, it is, and make no mistake, John, in my opinion, Zillow is now a competitor. There was some gray area for some of the first couple of years that we did the show. It was debatable. It's not debatable anymore. They are a competitor.
And that, you know, the word I was struggling was pinch points. In every industry, there's kind of pinch points, as
sure,
I call it. Maybe they're just, I'm going to be flippant here. Surprise, surprise. Maybe it's enough a cheap buy for Rocket.
Right? Right? One way or the other, you know, Zillow is now using all of their current market dominance to try to once again enforce a set of rules that are starting to fracture and come apart. And the question that the first question that John writes beyond the intro, and I gotta ask this question to our audience. It's a great question. Will Zillow really get away with this shit? You gotta ask yourself, with the reason that they are trying to enforce the rules even more, is that the rules are starting to come apart at the seams. And John, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about that for a second. In California, where I am at, the rules have never really worked as well for California realtors or brokers as it has for other parts of the country. And the reason is simple. Oftentimes, you get a listing added to the MLS and then Zillow, and that creates a lot of extra work, but no extra profit for the realtor who's managing the listing, because you get a lot of loopy-loos, you get a lot of weird calls, you get a lot of what, and when I say a lot, I've had realtors tell me that they get as many as 50 to 60 false, fake, or time-wasting like applications for a property. We're not talking about a little bit of effort. We're talking about massive effort for no discernible value. So what would that realtor prefer to do? They would prefer to say, all right, I've got 300 people that I've developed relationships with over a 20-year real estate career. I'm just going to send this property to those 300 people and let's see if any of them just right off the bat are willing to make a bilateral move or interested in the city, this property. Because if they are, then we'll get a top offer and we'll move the property.
Well, it's even deeper than that, isn't it? Because it's actually one of the reasons that keeps a real estate agent that gets listings and has built this network. It's the makes he or she, it's one of the biggest drivers why they still exist, in my opinion.
Is what?
They have properties, especially over the last eight, you know, ever since we recovered in 2012, 2013, whatever. It's been one of the main things people have started to, until very recently when we've seen a change in the market over the last year. It was, you know, if you got properties, you didn't need to publicize them on Zillow. You just having a property to sell, all you had to do was just push it to a small group of people and you could sell it.
True. So it's a super hot topic here. I've had the Altmans among many other people that I've talked to or I know through the industry and other people, not just them. And they've been trying to get private listing, like pocket listing companies going forever. And they run into consistently this problem with NAR, with the MLSs. They can't get past the legalities. And the reason that they want to do this is that for their customers, it makes so much more sense to not have to publicly list your property, but it's against the law effectively.
Oh.
And it is super problematic for high-end real estate agents in California because their clients want nothing more than privacy. That's it. They want their property to be marketed in a private network kind of environment. After all, who's got $35 million laying around? You list one of these massive properties, and the problem that I just mentioned about a lot of sound and thunder, but no real honest-to-God qualified activity happening, increases tenfold, making a luxury agent's job nightmarish. Because now you've got security.
When you were saying 35 million, I thought you were talking about the average house in California.
Oh, my God. So here's the question that you posed, and I think it's worth us having a word over it. Do we think they're going to get away with it?
Well, in some ways, you know, some of the agencies have broke covenants, said they're fine with it. You know, it looks like you're saying the California Real Estate Association are going to be fine with it. I think you met your insight last week. You said, you know, the regular, the present government atmosphere, normally you would have thought that the regulators would hit them hard because the optics of this is terrible. I mean, it's shocking.
It's a monopoly move from end to end. But all these companies are making the right move at the right time. You don't have a Democratic. You don't have anybody in office who gives a damn. And please, I'm not trying to offend our viewers or listeners, because there's a percentage of you that could say, as I say, it's a company, you built your reputation, you've worked hard for it. Why not leverage that for the betterment of the company? All right. There's an argument to be made there. It is also very heavy-handed. And there's another argument to be made that says, I don't like being forced. Like as a consumer, I don't like being forced. And yet you're being forced by Zillow. I think that right now, I fear they will get away with it. Do I think that they should? Probably not. I think they should stay out of the rules and regulations part of the business. I think they should let the organizations that are there for that purpose do it. And if NAR and other people that have, that's their only job is to regulate real estate. And if they decide that this is what's what they're saying is best, I'm going to go, okay, do I think that NAR has been really well run or serves its constituency the right way? To be honest with you, John, I really don't. I think they missed the boat entirely, and they've forced the entire profession to give up the number one most valuable thing that they own without proper compensation to the actual agents. That's my beef. I don't think agents are getting compensated the right way for going out and collecting listing data. If everybody else wants to sell it like the MLSs and NAR, okay, fine. But let's compensate the agents accordingly. What do you think?
Yeah, fine. Shall we go for a break and then?
He thinks it's time for a break, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't want to hear me anymore. All right, we're going to go. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to keep dialoguing about. John just had some thoughts. I don't disagree with him. They're raising some interesting points about what does this really signal for Zillow. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Episode number 470. In today's episode, finally, I got John to put or imply what the fuck Zillow in the title of the show. What does Zillow, and we said, will Zillow get away with this? And my answer was, sadly, we will. They probably will. John, did you have anything to add, or did you just really want to
break? You know, we don't know. We don't know, do we? We can't see in the future. I think on the short term, yes, they will get away with it. I think maybe on the medium, I see medium being like 18 months out, 2 years out. We don't know, you know, everything is so much in the air, the political, economic, you name it. It's all up in the air, you know. I think the Prime Minister, Macmillan, said that a week in politics is an eternity. I think he was proven right. So on the short term, yes. On the medium term, longer term, I don't think this is a great play, honestly.
And John, then you also posed the question, and God, do I think this is a good question. What drove Zillow into what seems to be a bit of an act of desperation?
That's a bit, don't it?
It really does smack of that. To me, I agree with you. Usually, but every now and again, I think every once in a while, like you say something, and I'm like, it's a little bit hyperbolic, but not this time. Boy, oh boy, does this move, to me, smack of a business that is starting to kind of like a caged animal, starting to like,
well, I wasn't being totally sarcastic that they're going to end up being, if they keep on like this, they're going to be bought up by Rocky. I wasn't being totally sarcastic, actually.
I don't disagree. They have never maintained a great relationship with their customers. There obviously are, like, I have clients still that really swear by Zillow, and they have been feeding the Zillow machine forever. And it's like, what, you know, why fight them, join them? You know, some of my clients make a lot of money with Zillow. God bless them. But there's also a growing sentiment of screw you, buddy. And that is never a good way to have the industry that literally pays your bills view you.
Well,
ever.
The you know, like home.com and realtor.com, you know, the articles I read on this, they'd say, oh, just come to us, you know, just, they're loving it, aren't they? You know, just come to our platform, we'll take your money, and we won't smack you down because you don't want it's, but the whole thing is, you know, I'm not going to overstress this because, you know, some of it's propaganda. You know, the home of the free, the land of free enterprise, you know, yeah, sure. You know, it was all propaganda to some degree. every country engages in it. But, you know, it is, you do start, your eyes start to widen when you mentioned it, and when I started doing my research, when you mentioned it last week and we agreed we were going to do this show, I started doing a little bit of research. My eyes just started to widen when I realised what they were doing, and they had the audacity to actually do it, you know.
Yeah, true. So here's Zillow continues to, like, their operating income is up. Their, you know, Zillow has been having, their quarterlies have been good, or at least they were at the end of 2024. They've got their next update on May 7th, and everybody's saying that they're going to beat their financials, that they're going to improve. However, having said that, their net income, even when they were posting a profit, was negative $52 million. They've never made a profit. As a matter of fact, they've consistently lost money. Their numbers have been improving, which is what investors look for. That's what they like. However, I don't know that we're going to continue to see that. And I think that Zillow is looking at that, writing on the wall, making some long-term decisions that are trying to halt or stave off some of the challenges that they clearly see coming at them from, you know, in a weakening real estate market. That's my opinion. I think they see it as clearly as I do. And I think that they're making some very strong arm changes. Now, they're probably going to get away with it. It's probably going to work. And that plays into number four. Is it going to work? And my answer to that, John, is yeah, I think it's going to work. I think it's going to work right now. I think that they're running into some serious problems a year or two from now. That's my opinion. Serious problems being that I think they're losing a lot of the goodwill from a lot of the people that they need it from.
Well, I think it's preparing it to be sold.
No, you might be right. You might be right. While they still can get billions upon billions, that would make the most sense for Zillow.
It's in the medium term, you know, their premier product, they're wholesaling, they got out of it, they took a hit on that. You know, I don't see for the foreseeable future, you know, I was always very dubious, but it's difficult because obviously I'm selling a product to real estate agents. So I would say that, wouldn't I? But I didn't say that honestly just for that. I said it because I believed it. I thought iBuyer, all these wholesalers, they have their place. Wholesaling always will have its place. There will always be people that need the money in a rush, and they're prepared to take 20-30% hit because they need the money in a rush. But and there'll be some people, the convenience side, but I think it's more urgency that drive people to take a 20-30% hit. In my experience, most people, because we're talking about their biggest investment, or they have inherited a property. So I don't see that coming back for the foreseeable future or the near future, 2-3 years out. You know, until, you know, who knows if there's going to be another property boom. It's really difficult to say, because I think we are going to enter an inflationary period, but it could be a stagflation period.
I don't think it's hard to say. I think that real estate has become unaffordable in many markets, including California, and I think that those markets have to see a decrease. You can't make homes impossible to buy.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong, Rob, but I've seen in London, the thing is, you've got to understand, especially the California, and the only thing that obviously the market has been manipulated, because people that have got into trouble about payments, they've been kept in their houses by certain federal government policies. You've also got a load of money from outside the US, which it's kept the West Coast Canadian market really buoyant. But it's also entering the West Coast because, you know, if you're wealthy Chinese and other countries, a lot of countries where you want to invest money, you can't actually buy property. You're not legally allowed. The US and Britain are two entities where if you're a foreign national, you can buy legally property. And a lot of London property has been bought through limited offshore limited liability companies, which hide the identity of the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And whole parts of London, there's nobody living there. It's all owned, it's empty. It's all owned by outside investors that are using it as a bank, basically. I think some of that. And then you've also got the VCs and corporate America that were buying property because they could buy liquidity at zero rate. Obviously, that's gone away to some extent. But so there's a lot of conflicting forces. So who knows? You know, they're not building any new. The prices in California are ridiculous. But when you look at Canada and Australia, they're even worse. There's so many different forces at play.
You're right. It is a complicated issue. And I always come at market predictions from a very high level of thought. You know, even if you said that certain parts of California are probably going to see price adjustments, there's also factors that are hard to equate to what's going to happen, such as the fact we're losing population, things like that. So, which is part of the pressure on housing is how many people live here? Well, if you have less people living here, but who's really leaving? Apartment dwellers or home dwellers? Probably apartment dwellers. So you got a lot of interesting forces in the marketplace.
I just want to say that fundamentally, I do agree with you in my heart. I in some ways, I've just been amazed how they've been able to keep this pony going.
Yeah, I think ultimately Zillow is going to see the strong arm tactics work because of the promise. He who controls the listings and controls marketing controls real estate. That's been my proposition for a long time, which is why I always have ways for people to get in front of eyeballs that avoid all the big platforms and things like that besides YouTube. Or take control of their marketing more because of these very issues that we're talking about. You give control of your marketing over to a big platform like Zillow, and you're at the mercy of whatever their needs are, which are not always going to be in line with what their average consumer's needs are. But you deal with it. You get forced into it. And is it going to work? Yes, it's going to work. A lot of people are just absolutely beholden to Zillow. How is the industry going to respond to this? I actually think that's the more interesting question. I do think that people are getting more and more vocal about how they don't like how Zillow does certain things. Okay. And I think that if it continues long enough and with enough fury, that you're going to yes, that's going to impact Zillow over time. And yes, John, I think that eventually if the market sentiment is negative enough for long enough, Zillow will sell itself. If for no other reason, because selling itself is really just a reason for like the CEO to step away from the public light, make billions of dollars, let somebody else take the spotlight, pretend like all the decisions of the new person are not the same as the old person, and then move forward with whatever they're doing, right? Do I think that they're starting to move in the direction of needing to do that? I agree with you 100%. Yes, I think they are. I think that we're watching the dominoes fall, heading in that direction. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but it's just the optics of it. But I think the other thing to finish off is, which you were very insightful, is that you would have thought the the large organizations that represent hundreds of thousands of real estate agents would say, you must be kidding. You got to be. But it's nothing. It's silence, isn't it? In some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, because Zillow has been very smart in who they deal with. They deal with the MLSs or they deal with NAR. And so they took a top level approach. And when they first got into contracting, it did seem to be a no brainer. Nobody could have seen the long term vision, to be fair to the guys that were running these organizations at the time. Cause I was here. I was in the industry when, you know, Zillow and all those property portals were really actually competing against 15, 20 people. There was no clear winner. There was, you know, and they were like, free, we'll promote your properties for free. And at first it was non-competitive. And then as market momentum and coagulation happened and everybody started to, you know, have a flag under the same banner, the same companies, all of a sudden they're able to make these really big moves. The biggest thing that shouldn't have happened, John, is Trulia and Zillow should not have been allowed to commingle. That should not have happened. Because now there's really just one big property portal. And the argument was, oh, Homes.com competes, Redfin competes. Anybody that's in the industry goes, no, they don't. Yeah, no, they don't.
Because it's very interesting you just said that, because this week Google are in court and so is Meta. Facebook, they're in court and it's not going well for Google and it's not going well. I don't think anything will come of it, I think, because of the governmental and the environment we now are facing. I don't think anything's going to come of it in the short term. But they, you know, like I say, Google, Meta, it's going against, you know, it's going against them. It's just fortunate for them that you got a certain government in power now. Very fortunate, because I think it would get, I don't, you know, in some ways they'd be fine. They're not going to lose, any of the major players are going to lose anything, but I think they would face the threat of being broken up much more severely. And in some ways I think they're in hot waters with the European regulators. They're in more hotter waters there, and it is a substantial market. It's a market almost 800 million people, and they're in substantial trouble, both Google and Meta. So it's interesting that this is all happening at the same time for me. I don't know how interesting it is for you, but
I mean, it is. For a very long time, I thought it was that the UK, that the European Union, so on, was being a little overly sensitive. Now, as the years have progressed, I actually think that for once, the governments of the world started to, like, I actually kind of envy Europe's stance on, like, how they tackle the individual's right to privacy as it relates to their personal information. That was something that the battle has been taken up by European Union way more than us for much, much longer. And I used to kind of laugh about it. Now I don't laugh about it. Now I'm like, those guys were right. There's too much power and information and too few companies have control of it. And they're not really asking you anymore. As technology gets better and better and people can identify more about you with less effort, it's becoming a real effort. It's becoming a real problem. Like, if you just need my name and an address I lived at 5-10 years ago, and now you can pull up every single thing there is about me, including my, like, what I pay on my mortgage, that seems a little excessive. It's great as a marketing company, but there's no privacy anymore, John. None. If you ever listed your information digitally. But anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, I think that ultimately, here's what I'm going to wrap up my part of the show by saying. I think that we're watching. I think that Zillow and all these people debating over clear cooperation, I think we're watching the way that the real estate industry is going. Now you have brokerage heads really weighing in on subjects like like information control. You have Zillow trying to mandate when and how people list properties. You've got a lot of people being really vocal about it. The CEO of Leo from EXP and Refkin front, like the Compass CEO, they're all being really vocal. And I find it fascinating that every single one of these CEOs is really deciding that they need to weigh in on the subject. Like they are making public announcements meant to be released as press releases about what their opinion is. I think the information wars that are surrounding listings is incredibly salient to the direction the real estate industry is going. Everybody knows that AI is going to change like real estate. It's probably going to make listings more easily packaged up and distributable. And I can go on and on. I think that we're watching the beginning of the end of something. I'm just not 100% sure about what that is.
No, I think that's really, I totally agree with you. I think that's really, you sense change is there, you know, in the industry and in general, you sense it, you know, but I have no idea what that change fundamentally is. And, you know, it's a bit like AI. I use a lot of it myself, but so much of that discussion is intertwined with not large language models, but in general intelligence, general AI. And that, there, you know, there's some people I listen to, there's a British physicist called Penrose. He's won the Nobel Prize for Physics. I think he's won it twice. I listen to some of his stuff and he loses me about 10 minutes into the conversation, but he really thinks that this idea of general AI is basically nonsense. And he uses that word. Other people I listen to think in the next 5-6 years, we probably will have general AI. If we get general AI, everything's off the table. It's the least of our worries, Zillow. So we just have to see how it goes, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning into the show. I've been Robert Newman. You can find me at inboundrem.com. You can find me on my about page. You can learn plenty about me. You can learn plenty about real estate in general, how to market real estate, hyperlocal, video SEO. I can go on and on. John, what would you like people to check out if they're interested in doing so?
Thanks, Rob. It's really simple. Just go over to Mel-Wright, have a look over our feature page. I think you're going to be impressed. Like I say, it's $49 a month, and you can book a demo with me directly or one of my team members, and we'd love you to try it out and become part of the family. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're signing off today. If you have some thoughts about Zillow, email me or John. I'll tell you what, if we have a listener who's got a big budget with Zillow and you've got an opinion about this, I would love to do a guest like where we follow up on this with somebody that is really connected to Zillow and maybe in such a way that you can't get out of the agreement with Zillow, but at the same time, maybe you've got some thoughts that you'd like to share. I'd love to hear that on the show. I think it'd be a great show.
It might be a good way of getting out of your dreams.
Oh, my God. I did not say that. John said that. Okay. All right. John, take us off the air, please.